Today shiur is a Masechet Pesachim on Daf Ayin Aleph. We will begin on Daf Ayin Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the words Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Lazar. So Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Lazar, Ula said in the name of Rabbi Lazar, Shlomim Sheshachta Me'er of Yantiv. Shlomim, which were Shalmei Nedava, a person donated Shlomim, and he shechted them Er of Yantiv. But he wants to eat them on Yontiv. Eina yaitzu behen loy mishum simcha v'loy mishum chagiga. So the Ula is saying in the name of Rabbi Lazar that he would not be yotze on the next day. He shechted them on Erev Yontiv. He's going to eat them on Yontiv. So he would not fulfill the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, which is one of the mitzvahs that a person should eat meat from Shlomim, and they're called Shalmei Simcha on Yontiv. And he's also not Yoitza, the Chagigas Tezvav, he would also not be Yoitza with this meat that he had shechted on the 14th. And now the Ula explains the reason why he's not Yoitza each one. Mishum Simcha, he's not Yoitza, the Chsiv, it says concerning the Shalmei Simcha, Vizovachta, Vizomachta, that you should slaughter, you should shech the korban, and you should be besimcha. So therefore we learn out from here that be'in in zvicha, and now we turn to daf ayin aleph amud aleph, b'shah simcha. As Rashi says, you need the zvicha to take place at the time of simcha, which is on yontiv itself. You shechted it on erev yontiv, you cannot be yaitzid shalmi simcha on yontiv. V'leka, you don't have this criteria if you shechted erev yontiv. Mishum chagiga, you're also not yotze for the chagiga of Tezvav, because havi davar shebechayva. Because since the chagiga of Tezvav is a davar shebechayva, it's something that's incumbent upon a person. It's not voluntary, but he's mechuyev to do it. He's obligated to do it. Chol davar shebechayva ain't a bo ela min achulin. And anything that a person is obligated to do, one cannot bring only from chulin. And over here, the person had shechted shlomim erev the yontiv. So this already is a korban. It has kedusha. Since it has kedusha, he cannot use that to fulfill his obligation of the chagiga on tezvav. The question, of course, immediately is, why don't we use the same logic of kol davar shebechayv edabo elam achulin for the first one, for shalmei simcha? Why don't we say the same thing? You can't be yaitz shalmei simcha because it's a davar shebechayva and it's ainabo elam achulin. So the answer says the Chazon Ish. It's brought down in Rav Shach Svarim, Davi Ezri, that there's a basic difference, as we'll see various examples in the Gemara today. There's a basic difference between the shalmei simcha, for example, and the chagiga of tezvav. The shalmei simcha, there's no chiyuv to bring the korban itself, as there is chagigas tezvav. Shalmei simcha, the main criteria is that a person should eat basar of kachim on yontiv. Therefore, if a person would have access to basar kachim, and it would come, let's say, our example over here from before yontiv, a person had shlom before yontiv, the main criteria by shalmei simcha is to eat basar, is to have simcha. Whereas by chagigas tezvav, there the mitzvah is to bring it as a korban. So by tezvav, the Gemara says, you cannot bring a davar shebechayva from cholin. But that would not be a problem with the shalmei simcha, where the main criteria is to eat meat, and therefore if I had meat, if, for example, as there's going to be a shita later, that there is no problem of be'in and zvicha b'shah simcha. If, in fact, you could shecht Erev Yontiv and eat on Yontiv, there's no problem with Davar Shebechayva, that's Ein Bo Ela Min Achulin, because the main criteria is that I should be able to eat Basar from Kachim on Yontiv. In fact, the Gemara later is going to entertain the thought that maybe I could be Yaitzah Shalmei Simcha with Seirei HaRegolim, with the Chatas that was Nikrav on Yontiv. Perhaps I could be Yaitzah with that, and not necessarily with Shalmei Simcha itself. Says the Gemara, Lema Misaile, perhaps we can bring a proof to Ulin, the name of Rav Lazar, that there is a chesaron of zvicha b'shas simcha, that you must have shechting when on the day of Yontiv, when the mitzvah of simcha is. it says in the pasuk Vayisa Achsameach that on Sukkot a person should be happy. L'rabbois Leila Yontif Achron L'Simcha. This is Marba, the last night of Yontif for Simcha, which is the last night, the night of Shmini Atzeres. Says Rashi, let's learn the Rashi inside. Vayisa Achsameach Kro Yisayrahu. It's an extra pasuk. Dechsiv Lil Minei Chag Hasukkis Tassalach Shiva Siyamim V'Samach Le V'Samach Tu B'Chagecha. So the Torah first says you should have Sukkis for 7 days, and then it says you should be happy on your Yontiv, and then V'Hadar Ksiv, it says, it repeats it. Shiva Siyamim Tachoy, you should for 7 days have Sukkis, and then it concludes V'Hayisa Achsameach. So therefore Rashi says, since there's a ribui, there's a Kroy Yisera, there's an extra pasuk, so from that I am Marba, that L'Rabois Le I marba the last night of Shmini Atzeres, that also is included in the mitzvah of Simcha. Rashi, in the next Rashi, tells us that since the Torah two times said Shivas Yamim, it made a point out of saying that the mitzvah of Simcha is only 7 days. So certainly, says Rashi here, that on the eighth day of Shmini Atzeres, in the daytime, there is no mitzvah of Simcha. Because the Torah said clearly twice it repeats it, Shivas Yamim, it's only 7 days. But Rashi says that since I have this extra ribui from the repetition twice, so at least I'm going to be marba Leila Yantava Achrin, that the night of Shmini, it'll come out a big chiddush according to this Rashi, that the night of Shmini Atzeres is a mitzvah of Simcha, and our whole Simcha's Torah in the daytime, and in Eretz Yisrael, it's all one day, Shmini Atzeres and Simcha's Torah. There's really no mitzvah of Simcha according to this Rashi. Rashi elsewhere tells us that the Rashi in Sukkot of Memches, that Tzlach brings down, there Rashi says, if at night there is a mitzvah of Simcha, then Kal v'Chomer in the daytime. The main part of Yontiv is the day, not the night. So certainly there's, and the Tzlach goes to some length to be Miyashev, this stira between the two Rashis, Ayin Shop. Now, the Gemara continues, Ata Oimer Leila Yantava Achrin, you say it means the Leila Yantava Achrin, the night of Shmini Atzeres, or Yainel Leila Yantav Rishon, maybe the Ribui, again, as Rashi says, the extra Pasuk that it repeats it is in order to be marbid the Leila Yantav HaRishon, that the first night of Sukkah should have a mitzvah of Simcha, Talmud Loimer Ach. So we have Ach, and Rashi tells us the famous rule that wherever it says Ach or Rak, these are Miyutin. So since the Ach serves as a Miyut, Chalek, we divide. There is one night that I'm going to be marred, but that's going to be the night of Shmini Atzeres. But the first night of Yontiv is not going to be included in the mitzvah of having Simcha on Yontiv. Now there's a famous Vilner Goin, and it's brought down in the Maratzchias in Sukkah, Mem Ches Amid Aleph, and I quote the Lashon of the Maratzchias, Hakoil Tamu, all wonder, not just some people, but all wonder, Darei Achen V'Rak and Miyutim Heim. We just got finished saying from Rashi that Achen Rak is a Miyut. V'kan Dorish L'Rabois. And what did our Gemara say before? V'yisa Ach Sameach L'Rabois Leila Yantav. It's being Marba. So everybody wonders. Ubeshem Hagoin Hachosin Marenu Rab Elyami Vilna Shamati. I heard from the Vilner Goin. The Be'emes, so he says the answer, which I'll say outside, that it means like this. Of course, Ach is a Miyut. And Be'emes the Me'iri says this as well. That since the first 7 days of Yontiv, not only is there a mitzvah of Simcha, but there's a mitzvah of Lulav and Sukkah as well. So if I tell you that on the last night of Yontiv, of Shmini Atzeres, all you have to do is Ach Sameach. You only have to be B'Simcha. You don't have to do Sukkah. You don't have to do Lulav. All you have to do is Simcha, says the Meiri. So Memele, you realize from that you have to be B'Simcha. There's the Torah is telling you it's B'Simcha. And the Ach I'm using for the Miut of Sukkah and Lulav, and I wind up with the Simcha automatically. So that there's a new publication on Daf Yomi called Masifta, an excellent publication. He brings down the Taz in his Sefer Divrei David on Chumash, says Sheharabim Sheshoilim Shalazu Himachmas Chayser Yediyah. They had a blatant mistake here. Shenelam in Ashayolam Divrei HaGemara. The people who ask such a question, which the Maratz Chiya says everyone is asking this question, they forgot it off in the Gemara. Our Gemara here, Dafayin Aleph, with the Pirush of Rashi, that where's the Ribui from? The Ribui is not from Ach. The Ribui, Rashi said, is because it says twice the Pasuk. It says, Kray Yaseira, Rashi says. There's an extra pasuk, it repeats it twice. So what's bothering the Maratz Chiyas and the Gra and the Meiri and everyone? According to Agamor, it's simple. The Ribui is not from the word Ach. The Ribui is because this whole phrase, this whole pasuk was repeated twice. So from that I have a Ribui, and I use the Ach to be memayate that it's not the first night. It's the eighth, it's the night of Shmini Atzeres. So what was bothering the Gra that he had to say his Chiddush? So the Gra, who knew Kol HaTayra Kula in his sleep, he only slept 2 hours a night, but in 4 half-hour shifts, but the Gra knew everything. To say that he forgot, and often the Gemara and Rashi and Pesachim and Aleph is impossible to say. So there's a pshat that he brings down in the bottom here of the Masifta in the Yalkut Biurim. He says the pshat is like this: that the Gra, of course, knew Gemara and Rashi here, but the Gra is saying, how could it be that if you had the word Ach right next to the word Ach Sameach and Ach is a miyut, it wouldn't even help you that it was a Kray Yaseira. That Kray Yaseira could not overcome the fact that right next to the word Sameach, it says Ach. Must be, says the Gra, that if we learn the way I learned, that the Ach is Memayet, Sukin Lulav, Memel, you're left with Simcha. So now there's an extra pasuk, as Rashi says, that the Simcha goes on the night of the Shmini Atzeres at night. Continues the Gemara. So what we have as far as Pshat in the Gemara is that we've been marba the night of Shmini Atzeres, and we've been memayet the night, the first night of Yontev. Frey the Gemara, Mara Isla, Rabbis Lele Yontev, my time, the Gemara is my time, Lav Mishum, the Engloi Bamei Yismach. So the Gemara says, I want to bring a raya to Ullah, that if you shechted Shlomim before Yontev, and you're going to eat it now on Yontev, that's no good, because it's not Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. So then it would make sense. Why are we marba the last night of Yontev, and not the first night? Because the first night, he has nothing to be Mesamech. He can't shecht the Korban at night. You don't shecht at night. Elamai should shecht Erev Yontev and eat it at night. That's what Ula just said, that you're not allowed to do that. You can't be Yaitzi Shalmi Simcha with what you shechted Erev Yontev. So this is a proof to Ula Zakti Gemara Loi Kiriktani time. We learned the reason. There's a different reason. Ma Raisul Rabbis Leli Yontev Achron Ula Haitzi Leli Yontev Rishon. Why am I marba the last night of Shmini Atzeres and I exclude because of the Mir of Ach, and I say Chaleg, that we say that the first night is not included? The reason is Marbani Leil Yontev Acharon Sheyesh Simcha Lefanav. By Shmini Atzeres, you've been going for 7 days of Simcha, so you can Marba. You want to be Marba one night? Keep it going another night. But Moitziani Leil Yontev Arishon Sheein Simcha Lefanav. The first night there was no Simcha that preceded it, so you want to make the time of Simcha earlier. On that I say no. And where will I be marbed? I'll be marbed on the night which just continues the Simcha. So it has nothing to do with Ula's reason, because you cannot use Shlomim from before Yontev to eat on Yontev. Could be that you're allowed to. You could eat Shlomim, you could shech Shlomim Erev Yontev and use those Shlomim, that meat, for the daytime of Tezvav to eat, and you'll be Yaitze Shalmei Simcha. That's not the problem here. It's another issue. So there's no raya from this halacha. Master Rabbi Yosef. Now Rabbi Yosef wants to ask a kasha on Ula. We learned Chagigas Arba Asar, and the Gemara here thinks that the Chagig of Arba Asar, you not only designated it as a Korban of Chagiga, which accompanies the Korban Pesach, but you in fact shechted it as well. So the halacha is that if you shechted it erev yontiv, and now you're eating it in the daytime of yontiv, yaitzeh b'mishum simcha. It says beferish here that you are yaitzeh for shami simcha. Ve'en yaitzeh b'mishum chagiga. You're not yaitzeh b'mishum chagiga, as we learned before, because it only comes from chulin, and this is already kachim. You can't use this kachim to be yaitzeh the mitzvah of chagiga. So amai, but on it's difficult. Habin in zvicha b'shas simcha v'leka. You need zvicha at the time of simcha, and you don't have it. How could you be yaitzei shalmei simcha if you shechted the shlamim erev yantiv on the 14th? Amar Avidi Bar Avdin. The answer is sheike v'shachta. It's not like you thought in the havmina that you actually shechted it erev Pesach. You only designated it erev Pesach, but erev Sukkis. But when did you actually shecht it? You shechted it on the first day of Sukkis itself. And the Chiddush is that although there was a designation from before Yontiv, but as we said from the Chazon Ish, the main thing is to eat the meat on Yontiv, wherever I get that source from. So if I have a kachim that was designated before Yontiv, fine, I can be yotze with that. There's no chiv per se to bring a shalmei simcha. Shalmei simcha is the easiest way to have meat to be yotze the mitzvah. But if I have meat a different way, I'm yotze a different way. So that would be the chiddush here. Amar Rav Ashi said, "Hachi nami mistaber." This makes sense. That what? That he didn't shecht the chagiga on Yudalit. He only designated, but he actually shechted it on the next day. The Eloi Teimahachi. If you're not going to say that like this, we have a big problem. Ha masnisa manktoni law. We learned before in the sugya before we learned that who is the author of this brisa? Ben Teima and Ben Teima apostle Abelina. Ben Teima apostles it. It means the chagiga of Yudalid, which is similar to the din of Korban Pesach, that you can eat it. The chagiga you eat during the day of erev Yontiv and on Yontiv itself. And he says only at night, but by a lois of the next morning, it already becomes possible. If it was off the Mizbeach and he had left it and he had not eaten it, by the next morning, it's possible. That's the Shita of Ben Teima. So how can you tell me that the Korban, if it was shechted on Yudalit, that he could in fact eat it on the day of Tezvav? According to Ben Teima, this would become possible by Lina. If it had not been on the Mizbeach the whole night, and now he has a piece of meat, Tezvav, during the day, then it becomes possible Lina. So must be Shmami. No, it's a proof that he only designated it on Yudalit, but the actual Shechita took place on Tezvav. Masiv Rav has another question on Ula. Haha, we learned in a mission in Sukkah. Ha halil vasim chishmoina, that the mitzvah of saying halil on Sukkah and the mitzvah of shalmei simcha is 8 days. Ve'i amra bein in zvicha b'shas simcha. If you're going to tell me there's such a rule that concerning the shalmei simcha, you must have the shechita at the time of yontiv when there's the mitzvah of simcha, hazim in sagiyin very often, delo mishkachas lo shiva, you'll only have seven. How could you only have seven? Kegoin shechal yontiv arishon liyesh b'shabbos. If the first day of Yontiv is on Shabbos, so on Shabbos itself, you can't. It's not doy for Shabbos. And Elamai use it from erev Yontiv. You're telling me you're not allowed to. So how would it ever come out that you'd have the Shalmei Simcha for 8 days? It would be impossible to have it on the first day of Yontiv if the first day of Yontiv came out on Shabbos. So l'chayri, you see that you could shecht something before Yontiv and have those shlamim to eat on Yontiv itself. It's a question on Ula. Amra Funabere Rav Yehuda. No, Mesamche Besira Regolim. As we said again from the Chazon Ish, since the main thing is to eat Basar Kachim on Yontiv, so the Gemara entertains the thought that maybe I'll eat the serum which were Karbonos Tzibur, they were a Chatos that were brought every day of Yontiv, they were able to be eaten. As we'll soon see, they were only eaten by the Kahanim. But the Gemara says, this is how, maybe, Ein Echanami, you're not allowed to shecht Erev Yontiv and eat those shlomim on Yontiv, like Ula says. But here it's speaking about Siri HaRegolim, so it's not Shver on Ula. Amar Rava, Chuvas Bedavar. There's two answers why you're wrong. Chodah, the Sira Regalim, Chai Nechol, and Sli and Necholot. The only thing that's like Shabbos is the Atzim Shechita of the Sira Regalim. But Rashi says that to cook it or to roast it, you're not, that's not Doich Shabbos. So how do you have to eat it raw, Chai? And Simcha b'chai leka, you can't be yoytzu seira regalim be yoytzu with that the chiyuv of eating meat. That's not a simcha to eat uncooked meat. So therefore, that's not an answer. V'yoyd, as Rashi explains, and even if you were to tell me that no, that eating raw meat is also a kiyum of Simchas Yontif. But who's eating the meat? Kohanim oichlim. It's the Kohanim who only eat it. The Yisroel b'mes meichem. So what are the Yisroel being happy with? Elam Rapapa. Rapapa says that I'm going to give you a new answer. Again, we're going to go like Ula, that to make a korban erev Yontif and to eat it on Yontif is a problem because he needs Vicha b'shah Simcha. What's the Simcha over here? Misamchei b'ksus nekiyav yayin yashon. You won't do it the best way. You'll do it the second best way, which is you'll be mesamech yontiv with a nice clothing, clean clothing, and old wine. Ein echanami, you will not be able to be yotze with basar itself in this case. But what the Mishnah over there meant, the simcha shmoina, it didn't refer to shalmei simcha. It referred to being mekayim the mitzvah in a different way. Now, in fact, the halach in Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Tuv Kuf Chavtes Seif Beis Chayiv Adam Liyis Sameach V'Toyv Leiv B'Moyed Hu V'Ishtoy Ubanav V'Chol Hanil V'Meilav. He, his wife, and his whole household should be b'Simcha. Ketzad b'Samchan. How do you make the family happy on Yontif? Haktanim Noyselam Kloyes V'Goyzim. The little children you give roasted wheat and nuts. V'Anoshim Koinelam Begodim V'Tachshitim. The women you buy clothing and ornaments, jewelry. And he adds two important words, kefi mamoinai, according to your budget. V'chayiv, but here's an important clause, v'chayiv l'hachul l'ger l'yosum l'amonim sharaniyim. At the same time that you're enjoying your Simchas Yontif, you have to give to the destitute, to the orphan, and to the widow, and to the ger. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah points out, it says in the Torah, v'alevi v'ger v'yosum, and then he says the following words, avol me, and he's bringing it from the Rambam, me she noyal dalse chatzer, a person who closes the gate to his yard, v'oichel v'shoysehu bonav v'ishtoy, he and his wife and his family, they eat, v'einay machlu mashkel aniyim, ulamori nefesh, and he doesn't give food to the destitute, ein zu simchas mitzvah, el simchas kreisoy, this is not the simcha of a mitzvah, this is the simcha of his stomach, and on this, the Rambam brings down psukim that unfortunately speak very bad. He brings also the Zoyer, an Oynish Chas V'Shalom, that a person who doesn't give to poor people from a Suda. But the Mishnah Berurah says that many times these people are not going to come for a handout, and therefore says the Mishnah Berurah, Va'al Kein Nogu Be'ezim Akoyim Shekoydim Yontif Holchem Nevoine Leiv. People who have a discerning heart, they will come, ulevakesh, lebotei ashirim, they'll come to the houses of the wealthy people, lekabetz, they will gather the money, avur elu amori nefesh, v'ashrei ha'anashim shemesimen ayin azeh shemezakin la'atzman, u'mezakin l'chol anshei ir. They worthy, praiseworthy are those people, and today we have the Taim Chei Shabbos groups in various locations, and I am assuming the Taim Chei Shabbos is not only Taim Chei Shabbos, but it's Taim Chei Shabbos v'yantiv as well, so they're mekayim this tremendous thing. And just to conclude this Indian with what the Rambam tells us, we just finished the holiday of Purim. The Rambam says, what's the most important mitzvah of all the mitzvahs on Purim? The Rambam Perek Beis Hilchas Megillah Alocha Yud Zayin Mutiv La'adum Laharbis Matonis Avyoinim Milaharbis Besudasoy Beshloach Manasarev. The most important thing is giving money to the poor. She'ein Sham Simcha Gedolim Fuara. There's no greater joy than to give happiness to those who are unfortunate, the widows and the orphans. A person who is mesameach these destitute people, he's comparable to the Shechina, to Hashem. Shenemar, as it says concerning Hashem, lahachiyos ruach shvolim ulahachiyos lev nitkoyim. That's the job of Hashem, to support all these people who need support. Continues the Gemara. Ki also Rav and Amar Blazer. Till now we had Ula in the name of Rav Blazer saying that what? That you need Zvicha B'Shah Simcha. And if you did it Erev Yontif, you're not Yotze. Now comes Rav in the name of Rav Blazer with a different, he had a different tradition of what Rav Blazer said. Shlomim Sheshachtim Erev Yontif. Shlom that you Shechted Erev Yontif. Yotze B'Mishum Simcha. He disagrees. He says you are Yotze Simcha. Ve'ein Yotze B'Mishum Chagiga. But you're not Yotze Chagiga. Yotze. What we said before is not correct. You do not need zvicha at the time of simcha. That's the same as we said before. It's something obligatory. And only comes from cholin. Now, whatever we had a proof before will now become a kasha. And whatever was a kasha before will come a proof. Mesve, we're going to ask a question. You say you could be Yotze Shalmi Simcha with a shlomim that was shechted when? Erev Yontiv. We learned. Vayisa achsameach, l'rabois leila yontiv achron l'simcha. What are we marba the night of Shmini Atzeres? Atom el Rabbis el Yontav Achren or Yain el Rabbis el Yontav Rishon. The same Gemara as we had before. Maybe it's coming to be marba the first night of Sukkot. Talmud Loimer Achaleg. That no, we divide it up. Ach is a miyut, and we're going to say only the last night of Shmini Atzeres, and not the first night. My time. What's the reason? Lav Mishum Dein Lebamei Yismach. He has nothing. He can't shech the first night of Yontav at night. He's not allowed to shech before Yontav and eat it on Yontav, so he has nothing to be misamer. Isn't that the reason? And if so, it's a question on what we just said in the name of Ravin, in the name of Rav Blazer. The Gemara says, Loi, it's not a question. Kedisani, you know what the real reason is? Perhaps, really, as I said, Ravin said, you could shecht shlomim before Yontav and eat those yontav, on Yontav and you'll be Mekayim Simcha. But the reason why the first night is not included in the Simcha is Maris, L'Rabbis Leil Yontav Achron, U'Lohoitz Leil Yontav Arishin, Marbani Leil Yontav Achron, Sheish Simcha L'Fonav, because those were preceded by 7 days of Simcha. That's why we make the eighth, the night of Shmini Atzeres also with Simcha. But I'll be Moitzi the first night of Sukkot because it was not preceded with Simcha. That's the reason. There's a magachir in Mansir of David Margaret and Shlita. When he comes to a Gemara like this, he says, Pintala, a dot, which means we finished one whole Sugya, now starts a brand new Sugya. Amar Rav Kahana, says Rav Kahana, Minayin li'imurei chagigas chameshes osir shenifsam belina. How do we know that the imurim, those fats and other body parts that are brought on the Mizbeach, that are not eaten, that have to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach, how do we know that they are posel in lina, that if you leave them off the Mizbeach, until alos hashachar, until dawn, that they become posel with lina. Now Toisus, the bottom little Toisus, Menayin, says mehacha nafka b'chol imurim, that this is a rule not only by what the Gemara is speaking about the chagiga, which is brought on the 15th, but by all imurim have the same din, that they become posel b'lina in the morning, the first morning. Why does the Gemara take bedafke chagigas chamish osir? Why not the chagiga of Yudalit, for example? Or why not something to do with the Korban Pesach that we're speaking about? So the answer is, the Gemara is trying to tell you a big chiddush, that even though the meat, we know by a chagiga, you're allowed to eat sashlomim, you're allowed to eat for 2 days and one night. So that means, for example, the chagiga is tezvav. I can eat on the 15th, and I can eat on the night of the 16th, and I can eat on the 16th during the day, but when do I have to be makruv de murim? That has to be by alois at the beginning of the day of the 16th. Otherwise, it becomes possible lina. Therefore, we didn't speak about Chagigas Yadalid, because Chagigas Yadalid, we have a Mandi Omer, we said before Ben Tema, that he holds you eat it a day and a night. But the Basar itself, you can't eat after a Lois, according to Ben Tema. Or the Korban Pesach, we know that you can't eat even Midaraisa, you can only eat it until the morning. So there would be no Chiddush. But by Chagigas Tezvav, where the Basar itself, I can eat for 2 days and a night. But the Emurim, which have more Kedusha, they are not eaten. And they're brought directly on the Mizbeach. There it is a din lina already the first day in the morning at Alois. How do you know this? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk. V'loyol in chelav chagi ad boiker. Chelav refers to the fats, those are the imurim that are nicker on the Mizbeach. Chagi is my korban chagiga. Don't leave it ad boiker. So wait a second. Ad boiker, how do you know it means the... how do you know that it means the 16th in the morning? Maybe the boiker means the 17th in the morning. You can eat it for 2 days, the Chagigas Tezvav, right? 15 and 16. So maybe it's the night going up to the Alois of the 17th. The Samach Reishis. It says right next to it, the Pasuk Reishis. What's that Pasuk? Reishis Bikuriyat Mascha, Tavi Beis Hashem Lekecha. That's speaking about Bikurim. So it uses the word Reishis right after the phrase. V'loyon Chelv Chagigat Boiker Reishis. So what does the word Reishis mean? L'meimer the teachers, the high biker, biker reshine. Don't think it's biker shiny the 17th, rather it's biker reshine the 16th. Maskev Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef had a question. Time in the course of Reishis, what is the reason why it means the first day, the 16th? Because it says the word Reishis, holy course of Reishis. If it would not have said the word Reishis, have I mean, I would say my boiker, boiker Shani, that it's the 17th, the second boiker. That can't be. Me ikka midi the bosser ifsulei me urta. How could there be something where to eat the meat, when am I have to stop eating the meat 2 days and one night? So I have to stop already on the 16 at night, the night going into the 17th. By that night, I have to be finished. Ve'emurin at safra, and emurin until when can I eat, when can it be on the Mizbeach? You're telling me I have a minute. Maybe it could be till the 17th. How could the emurin be worse, be longer than the basar? I don't know, we always know the basar has to be consumed, the emurim have to be consumed before the basar. And here you're telling me that the emurim could stay after the basar. How could that be? What's the have a minute that's the 17th? And if so, what do you need the smooth the connection with the word Reishis? Even without Reishis, I could figure out it couldn't possibly have been the 17th in the morning. It had to be that the Emurim have to be Nikrav by the 16th in the morning, by the first biker, not the second biker. Amalei Abaya, Alam Aloy, what's your problem? We find a precedent like that. We find where the Emurim stay on longer than it's permitted to eat the meat. Vare Pesach. We have by Korban Pesach itself. L'Rab Lazar ben Azariah, Kohen Rab Lazar ben Azariah. We hold it's only Midrabbanan that you have to eat it before Chatzos. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion is the Basar of Sulaiman Chatzos, that the Basar is Midaraisa, already possible from Chatzos. Ve'emurin, and yet, how long can the Emurin stay on the Mizbech? At Safra until the morning. So you see where the Emurin can outlast the Basar. So maybe I would have a Havmina by Chagig, it's the same thing. So what's your problem? Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, Rabbi Yosef Hachi Kokashule. As Rashi explains, even though the words of Rabbi Yosef would not seem to indicate this, but actually Rabbi Yosef had a different, totally different question. And his question goes like this. Mi ikamidi, is there something? The ilu tana labasar loy boy reishis. When it comes concerning Basar, we find that the Tana did not require reishis to teach me that the boiker is boiker reishite. Now this is going to be brought down on Amud Beis right before the Mishnah. We're going to find a whole sugya where we're going to prove that the word boiker implicitly by itself means boiker rishon. You don't need the word reishis to teach you that boiker is rishon and not boiker sheni. So legabe basar, which is always eaten longer than a murim, their boiker normally means boiker rishon. And over here, v'Rav Kana le'emurin, boy racious. Rav Kana, when it came to emurim, there was no way for him to figure out that the word boiker by the loyal and chelav chagiyat boiker, that boiker could mean boiker sheni, and it's only because it has racious that it means boiker rishon. If by busser I see, as we're going to see in a few minutes, that the word boiker means boiker rishon, so for sure by Amurin it should mean implicitly Biker Rishon. I don't need Rishis to teach me that Biker is Biker Rishon. Where do you find that by Busser the word Biker means Biker Rishon? My he the sign we learned in the Brice. Lo yolim min ha-Busser shetizbach be'erev b'yoyim ha-Rishon la-Biker. This is speaking about, the, as Rashi explains, the meat of the Chagig of Yudalit. So that meat which you're going to, here we're talking about Busser, not the Amurim. You're going to bring it as a korban be'erev. Now obviously, says Rashi, it doesn't mean actually at night, because you don't bring a korban at night. A whole day you can bring the korban. So the word be'erev has to mean towards evening. So what's the pshat? Lo yolim in abasher, this chagigas yedalit, which you are going to sacrifice after chatzos on erev, Yontiv, you're going to sacrifice it towards evening. So that meat, you shouldn't leave it. Lo yolin, b'yom harishon laboiker, to boiker. And what does this boiker mean as we turn to the fine alphabet base? Lima, this word boiker teaches us. Al chagigas yedalid, shenechalas l'shnei yom v'layla echad, that a chagigas yedalid could be eaten for 2 days and one night. In other words, that we're going to learn, and we're soon going to see how you figure it out. By the way, the kasha on Rav Kahana is going to come right before the Mishnah here. First, we're going to have to go through this whole brisa and figure out what the brisa means. Once we understand the correct brisa, meaning, which is a very cryptic, the wording of the brisa is very cryptic, but once we figure out what it means, the kasha will become an obvious one. So we have to put on the side the kasha. Now let's just concentrate on the meaning of the brisa. So the brisa says that the meat of the chagigas yudalit has until not the boiker rishon, which would be tezvav, but it has until the boiker sheni, which would be tezayin, the 16th, because we're talking about the 14th, the chagigas yedalit, so the second day is the 16th. It's eaten for 2 days and one night, because the boiker don't leave it until the second boiker. Why the boiker means the second, we're going to see in a second. Tosfos in the second Tosfos Vaheich asks a pel of Akasha, and that is, if you're already saying that the boiker means the second morning, meaning the morning of the 16th, so why can't I eat it 2 days and two nights? Tzorich Ian Tais doesn't answer. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Sefer Emes Liakov has an answer. Ayin Shom. Continues the Gemara, how do you know that the boiker over here means the second boiker? Maybe I can only eat the meat the 14th in the day and the 15th at night, and boiker means boiker rishon, and it'll become lina already with the 15th in the morning. How do you know boiker here means boiker sheni? Maybe he's boiker rishon. Kishu oimer biyoyim harishon, because the word boiker was preceded with what words? Biyoyim harishon. So yoyim harishon is already referring to what day? The 15th. Hare boiker sheni omer. So when I say boiker, it must be the 16th. In other words, it comes out, we're speaking about three time zones here. We're speaking about you were makrav de boser mi be'erev, which means towards the 15th at night. And then you're allowed to eat it the whole Yom Rishon, which is the 15th. And then don't leave it until the second boiker, which is the 16th. That's how I figured it out. So that's how I know boiker is boiker sheni. Frey de gemora yeno, maybe ala boiker rishon. Maybe it's the 15th. And the Gemara later is going to ask right away, I just gave you a good reason why boiker means boiker sheni. Why are you going back and saying that boiker means boiker rishon? We'll see what the Gemara answers on that. So oyein ela boiker rishon. Maybe boiker is the 15th, and the boser of chagigas yedalid will become lina alos of the 15th. Uma ani mekayim chagiga nechalas shnei yom v'layla echad chutz mizu. And I, we know there's a rule that a chagiga, which is a shlamim, could be eaten for 2 days and one night. It will be except for this one. Which one? The one we're talking about here in the pasuk, which is the 14th chagigas yudal. Maybe chagigas yudal is an exception to the rule, and you cannot eat it for 2 days and a night. No, kishu oimer boy im nederay nedava. As Rashi explains, there's an extra word im here. What did I have to say the word im? The pasuk here is talking about neder nedava, not chagiga, which is a chayva, as we learned on Amud Aleph. It's a chayva. No, we're talking about neder nedava shlamim, which are voluntary. And it says over there that you're allowed to eat it for 2 days and a night. And the Gemara darshins, what's the im, marbe, that even a chagiga, which is a chayva, is also 2 days and a night. But if you just told me that this pasuk over here is speaking about chagigas yudalit, it's only 1 day and one night, and so what do I do with that pasuk over there? No, this pasuk teaches us, limit al chagigas yudalit, shenachelis lebeis yom v'layla echad, that from that pasuk of im neder nedava, it teaches us that chagigas yudalit can be eaten 2 days and one night. So this whole brisa, we need to understand what it's trying to tell us. So now we're going to go over the brisa, we're going to get the understanding, and then we're going to have a kasha back on our on Rav Kahana. Amar Mar, let's review what we just learned. Oyein oyel abaykarishin. The Gemara said, since it said what? It said, b'yom harishon laboker. So yom harishon is already the 15th. So what's the laboker afterwards? That's the 16th. And from here we learn 2 days and one night for chagigas yadalid. And then the Gemara says, oyein oyel abaykarishin. No, maybe I mean baykarishin. Ha amra kishoymer b'yom harishon laboker re baykar sheni omer. You just said a very logical thing, that we're talking about three time zones. Why are you going back that we're only talking about two time zones? And boiker means boikerishim. You made sense. It's boikersheni. Hachi kamer. This is what he meant to say. Oy einoy. Maybe I'll learn the whole pasuk as Rashi explains differently. El b'shtei chagigas akas medaber. The Torah is speaking about two chagigas. Achas chagigas yudalit, v'achas chagigas tezvav. One is chagigas yudalit, and one is chagigas tezvav. V'zula boikra, v'zula boikra. Maybe the yudalit, and we'll soon see how to learn this in the pasuk. Maybe the yudalit becomes lina and the morning of the 15th. And maybe the chagigas tezvav becomes lina on the morning of the 16th. How do you fit this into the pasuk? So we'll learn the pasuk like this. Lo yolin min abasher shetizbach bo'er. Don't let lina of the meat that you're gonna, of the 14th that you're gonna bring towards evening. And what does stam lina mean overnight? And by the morning of the 15th, it will become already lina. And then Rashi explains, take the words asher tizbach and apply it to the end of the pasuk, and it goes like this. Asher tizbach by yom harishain. And that chagiga, which you're going to bring as a korban on the 15th, laboiker, don't let it become lina to the 16th. So I have a way of learning the pasuk where both the chagigas yudalid will become lina on the 15th, and chagiga tezvav will become lina on the 16th. But there won't be any 2 days and one night, it'll only be 1 day and one night. Hadur Amar, no, I can't learn such a pshat. That pshat is false. Why? We have a klal that the chagiga is even a chayva of chagiga, not only a neder and a dove is eaten for 2 days and one night. Im kain, im neder and a dove b'mai. So what is the pasuk of neder and a dove? The im, the extra im, neder and a dove. What's it being marba? Which chagiga's chayva is it being marba? If you're going on yudalid, you just told me a pshat in the pasuk that you only get a day and a night. You only get a day and a night. Elahai, we have to say you're wrong. Pshat in this pasuk is not that the pasuk is speaking about two chagigas. This pasuk is only speaking about one chagiga. Elahai l'chagigas tezvav. The pasuk of oi, of im neder oy nedava, which is marba a chagigas chayva, that's speaking about chagigas tezvav, and that also gets like a shami nedava, 2 days and one night, and veheich. And this pasuk that we just mentioned of what lo yol min abasher tizbach erev biyom rishon laboiker is not speaking about two chagigas; it's only speaking about one chagiga. Vehech Kula Krala Chagigas Yudalid. It's all speaking about Yudalid, and it's speaking about three time zones, not two time zones. It's speaking about three. And Rashi says, very good. We learned that Chagigas Yudalid must be eaten 2 days, can be eaten 2 days in one night. How do you learn it? Memanevshech, says Rashi. What is the pasuk of Im Nedra Nedava Marba? It's Marba, not only voluntary, it's Marba Chayva. Which one? Is it Marba Yudalid? So then I have it right there that it's Nechel for 2 days and one night. Is it Marba Tezvav? So then what's the other pasuk? The other pasuk is left for Yudalid. So Memanevshech, from one of the two psukim, I'm going to get that Yudalid is Nechel for Shnei Yom V'Lailech. Now that we know Pshat in the Braisa, now we come back to Rav Kana and we ask Akasha. Time Adichsib Yom Rishon LaBoiker. How did we get that you go, that a Chagigas Yudalid can actually be eaten for 2 days and one night? We got it because it says the word not only by Yom Rishon, but it says La Boiker, the My Boiker, Boiker Sheni. Because since Yom Rishon means the 15th, what does Boiker mean when we're speaking about Chagigas Yudalid? It means the 16th. Hakol Heichad Eksiv Boiker Stama Boiker Rishon. So I figure out from this a very simple thing, that where it doesn't say this double lashon of Yom Rishon and Boker, it just says the word Boker alone, then Boker alone means only one day, Yom Rishon. It's, why is it here Yom Sheni? Because I have a double Lashon. I have Yom Rishon and Boker. So that's how I figured out. I was speaking about three time zones. But if I would be missing the Yom Rishon, I would have only the Boker. Then I would be speaking about two time zones. I would speak about a Chagigas Yudalid. It only has till the morning of Tezvav. So what do we see from this? That Stam Boker, when it comes to what? To Boser, refers to one Yom Rishon. Oh, if so, Hakol Heichad Eksiv Boiker Stama Boiker Rishon. If it doesn't have the added words of Yom Rishon, it just has the word Boker alone, then Boker means Yom Rishon, Boker Rishon. Va'afal Gav Deloy Eksiv Bereishis. You, Rav Kana, when it came to Imurim, how did you know that you have only one day? You made a smuchin because it says it right next to Bikurim, Reishis Bikuriyat Mascha. So that's how you figured out that Boiker is Reishis. It's the Yom Rish, Boker Rishon, and not the Boker Sheni. But from this whole Gemara, which is speaking about not Imurim, this Gemara is speaking about Boser, and Boser always has a longer time period than Imurim. And yet you're telling me that if were it not for the words Yom Rishon, I would say that Boker means Yom Rishon. It's only from the redundancy of Yom Rishon and Boker that Boker means Yom Sheni. So what do you need the smuchen? This is Rabbi Yosef's kasha, says Rava. What do you need smuchen of Reishis? Without smuchen, Stam Boker, we see by Boser even that Stam Boker would mean Yom Rishon. Kal v'chomer by Murim, that it means Yom Rishon. For the next Mishnah, we need a few hagdamas. The first hagdama is that we've learned many of them before. Pesach is doich Shabbos if the Pesach is kosher. But if the Pesach is posel, it's not doich Shabbos. And if a person brought a korban Pesach on Shabbos and he wasn't supposed to because it's posel, so then he's chayv achatas. He transgressed Shabbos. If he thought he's allowed to bring the korban Pesach and he really wasn't, so he's chayv achatas if he did it b'shogeg. Now, shogeg, as we learned in Masechta Shabbos, could be in one of two ways as far as chiv chatas on Shabbos. Either that he forgot the day was Shabbos, or he forgot that this malach is aser. If he thought he's permitted to bring a posel korban Pesach on Shabbos, so he would be a shogeg in a malacha. He thought the malach is mutter and it really was aser. Then we have a concept in our Mishnah. Our whole sugya over here is called the sugya of Tov Bedvar Mitzvah. Let's start with Rav Lozer. Rav Lozer's sheet is Tov Bedvar Mitzvah is Chayv Chatas. In other words, if a person was, let's say everybody is bringing Korbanis Chatois, as we'll see in the Mishnah here, and a person found a Shlomim, and the animal fits exactly the description of what you need. You need a Seh, which is 1 year old, a Zocher. So he thought that this Shlomim was not a Shlomim. Shlom. He thought it was a what? He thought it was a Korban Pesach, and he shechted it as a Korban Pesach. So that's called Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. Because of all the excitement of everybody shechting Korban Pesach, he thought that he was doing a Korban Pesach, and really this has been designated for a Shlomim. So Rabbi Elazar sheet is, that's a Shoygeg. Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah doesn't matter, Yechai V'Chatas. Rabbi Yeshua sheet is that Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah is Potter Menachatas, but Rabbi Yeshua says that you have to at least accomplish somewhat of a mitzvah, as we'll see in the Mishnah here. And finally, we have Shitas Reb Meir, that Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah is Potter, even if you didn't accomplish anything. Even if you accomplished no mitzvah, you are Potter. We also have learned before in the Masechta that if a Korban Pesach on Pesach was brought L'Shem Shlomim, it is Posel. Like a Chattas that's brought for another Korban, it's Posel. A Shlomim on Pesach that was brought L'Shem Pesach, Rabbi Yeshua Shita is that it's kosher. Except it's not oil L'Shem Bailam. If it was designated as a Shlomim, he brought it as a Pesach, it's a kosher Korban. You can eat it, but it's not oil L'Shem Bailam. Even though others argue, but Rabbi Yeshua, who is the Mandi Omer here in the Mishnah, that's his Shita. And finally, Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah is only if the toast that the person made came about as a result of doing the mitzvah and of the whole excitement concerning the mitzvah. But let's say if the person by himself should have simply have known, it was an easy thing for him to know, had he learned a little bit, had he been knowledgeable, he would have known that there was no mitzvah that he was doing over here, and he didn't know it, so that's considered his negligence. If it's his negligence, then he is chayiv a chattas. That's definitely not called Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. Now that we have these various hagdamas, we can begin the Mishnah. If a person shechted a Korban Pesach, not for the sake of a Korban Pesach, he shechted it for a Shlomim. And he did it on Shabbos. Chayav alav chattas. He's chayav a chattas. And in other words, he thought, as Rashi says, just like it's mutter to bring a Korban Pesach l'shma, and it's doich Shabbos, he thought, even if I bring it loy l'shma, I bring it for Shlomim, it's doich Shabbos. That was his mistake. He's chayav Shabbos because he was mechal Shabbos b'shayit. Shar kol hazvachim sheshachtun l'shem Pesach. All the other karbonis, let's say a shlomim that he did l'shem Pesach. So now it depends. And he did this on Shabbos. Im einon ru'uyin chayiv. If, as Rashi explains, they were a calf or an isle, which was 2 years old, or it was a female, and a keva, which are not roy for the Korban Pesach, so then he is definitely chayiv achatis. And even Rabbi Yeshua, who holds Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, va'asa mitzvah, is potter. But here is something, this is not called Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, because his mistake is not because he got caught up in the excitement of everybody doing the mitzvah, and he thought, like we said, a shlomim, he thought it was actually a Korban Pesach. Here it's a case where he thought he could use an eagle, a calf, for a Korban Pesach. Everyone knows, says Rashi, that this is not kosher for Pesach. So it's his negligence if he doesn't know that. So even Rabbi Yeshua would not consider this a Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that you are chayiv a chattas here. What about if this was a shlomim that was a seh, zocher, ben shana, which could just as easily have been given for a Korban Pesach, so, and he shechted a shlomim for the sake of Pesach, but it was actually already designated for a shlomim. The imru yinhein, Rabbi Elazar mechayv chatas. Rabbi Elazar holds that Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah doesn't matter. You chayv chatas is a shaygig. Rabbi Yeshua pointer, as we explained before, because you Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, and Rabbi Yeshua needs the criteria osa mitzvah. You had to do at least a little of a mitzvah, and here you are doing a little mitzvah because, as we said before, the din is the korban is kosher. You're not yotze, you're chiv shlomim. You're going to have to bring another shlomim, but at least it's a kosher korban. So you did somewhat of a mitzvah. Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, va'asa mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you're potter from a chattas. Now we have a discussion between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, each defending their position. Amalei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yeshua, "Ma'im a pesach shu mutter l'shmoi by a korban pesach which is mutter on Shabbos l'shem Pesach." And yet, kisheshin eshmar, when you did it loy lishma chayiv, the din is that he's chayiv achates zvachim. So, for example, a shlomim shehein asurin lishmad. When you did it l'shem shlomim, it's not doicha Shabbos. So, certainly kisheshin eshman, when you did it not for shlom, you did it for Pesach. Ein adin shechayiv. If a Pesach lishma is doicha and loy lishma is not doicha, so a shlomim, which even lishma is not doicha Shabbos, certainly the loy lishma should not be doicha Shabbos. And memele, you should be chayv achatas. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, loy. No comparison. Your kal v'chomer is not a kal v'chomer. Im amar b'pesach sheshinu b'dover aser. By Pesach, when he was mishanet, he was mishanet, he went down. He was mishanet for something aser, prohibited, because he was doing it for the sake of a shlomim, which is not doicha Shabbos. Taimer b'zvachim, but by, for example, a shlomim, sheshinin b'dover amutter. If he had kavana for Pesach, that was something that was permitted on Pesach. And memela, that would be considered toh b'dvar mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah, and the din would be that he's potter. Reb Lazer says, I have a proof that I'm right, that in that case you're chayiv, and it's something that you yourself agree to, Rabbi Yeshua. Emurei tzibur yechichu. Rashi explains here that the word emurei, even though we had it on Amud Aleph and throughout the Masechta Emurim and in Kachim and Zvachim, Emurim refers to the fats and the pieces of the animal that are brought on the Mizbeach. But here, the Mishnah means emurim, means those that were set, those korbanos tzibur that the Torah said should be brought as a korban tzibur. The word imur comes from Omar, from saying, imure tzibur, the korbanos tzibur yechichu, shehein matar lishman. For example, a tamid, which is brought, is doicha Shabbos, as we learned before in the Masechta, that a tamid is doicha Shabbos, so if it was brought lishma, it's doicha. Vashoichid lishman, but if I took l'mashal a shlomim, and I did it l'shem tamid, so the din is that I'm chayav achatas. So we see that even though you have something that if it's done lishma, it is mutter on Shabbos, but if you took something else and did it for that item, you're chayav. Who had been by a korban pesach should be the same thing. If a korban pesach lishma is doicha Shabbos, but if I did the shlomim l'shem pesach, it should be chayav chatas. And you agree by tamid. So why do you disagree here by korban pesach? Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua responded, loy imram rat be imurei tzibur. There's no comparison. By imurei tzibur sheyesh on kitzva. There is a certain amount. You bring one tamid shal shachar, tamid shal ben arbaim. You don't have all the people busy bringing a korban pesach. So then it's negligence that this person should have known that this is not a tamid. How could he have shechted the shlomim for a tamid? He should have found out. Did they bring the korban tamid shal shachar ready? If so, this shlomim, this obviously is not the tamid shal shachar. So if he shechted it l'shem tamid, that's a negligence, and he is chayiv. Toimer b'pesach she'en l'kitzvah. But if the person saw a sheep, 1 year old, a zocher, which could easily have been mistaken for a korban pesach, and everybody around him is bringing these korbanos as a korban pesach, so then it's not considered a negligence. He was a tov b'dvar mitzvah. He made a legitimate mistake. There's ain't like kitzur. There's no amount, set amount. There's hundreds of thousands of psachim are being brought. So therefore, he's considered a tabit var mitzvah, and therefore he did a mitzvah since it's kosher as a shlomim, and therefore Yeshua Shita is tabit var mitzvah. Asa mitzvah is potter. Rav Meir Eimer. Rav Meir disagrees, and he says af hashoich l'shem imurei tzibur potter. Not only are you potter in Rabbi Yeshua's case, where you brought a shlomim for a korban pesach, where at least you did a mitzvah of shlomim, but even a shaykh l'shem emurei tzibur, even if you did it for the emurei tzibur, as we explained before from Rashi, the emurei meaning korbanos tzibur that I've written and spoken about in the Torah, even in such a case where it's yesh like kitzvah, and it's not considered you did any mitzvah, but yet it's considered that you're Isaac with the inyan of tamid, and that's considered toh b'dvar mitzvah, and whether you fulfilled the mitzvah or not doesn't matter, and that is you were a toh, you were a toya in some matter concerning a mitzvah, and therefore according to a meir shita is potter. concludes the Mishnah with the following halachas. Shachtu shaloi la'oichlov shaloi la'menuyov la'reil l'tmeim. We had these dinim before, and this is on Shabbos. If a person shachtu the Korban Pesach solely for people who are like a zaken or a chayla who cannot eat the Korban Pesach, or for people who were not counted on it, or for uncircumcised people, or for people who are tamei, so then this is a Korban Pesach that's pasul. So then the din is that he's chayv achatis, because that is not considered tabut var mitzvah, since he didn't accomplish any mitzvah, he's not involved in any mitzvah, it's pasul, it's negligence that he didn't know this, and therefore he is chayv achatis. But what happens if he did it lo aichlov v'shloi lo aichlov? He did it for a mixed group, olam nu yov v'shloi menu yov lemulin v'arelim, to people who had a bris milin, those who didn't, litmeim l'tarim. He did it for mixed, some were tamei, some were tar. Then it's potter, as Rashi says, we learned earlier in the Masechta, that for mixas aichlim, if some of them at least can eat, then it's yaitza hishchita, it's a kosher carbon. If it's a kosher carbon, of course he's potter from a chattas. What happens if shachta v'nimtza bamum? If you shechted the Korban Pesach and then you found it's bal mum, that again is negligence. He should have known, he should have checked it out. Chayiv, so there the din is, he is chayiv echad. Shechted v'nimtza treifa, b'seiser pater. If it's a sign of animal that's going to die, which is begolui, then he would not be pater. That would be like a bal mum, and he would be chayiv echad. But where it's an inner mum, where it's an inner treifas that he could not have known from the outside by checking, so then he's considered an oinus, and therefore he's not a shogeg, it's not his negligence, and therefore he's potter from a chata. Shachta v'noida shemashu abal misyadim. What happens if you shachted it and he had people signed up, but then you're allowed to switch, you're signing up, you're being counted for this Pesach until the shechita, you can switch, and nobody told him, and he thought he was doing it for people who were signed up. Oishemesu, or the people who signed up died. Oishenitmu, or after they signed up, they became tamei. So it came out retroactively that when he shechted the korban on Shabbos, he wasn't shechting it for anyone who was responsible to bring a korban pesach. So it came out that his shechita on Shabbos, he was over in avera. Potter, he's potter. Why? Because roiv of the cases are that it's not going to happen. He's not considered negligent that he didn't find out are the bialim still alive. He assumes, like most of the korbanos of Pesach, that they're going to be for people who are tor, who are alive, who are lemenuyav, they're part of the group, and therefore it's considered not considered a negligence, Rashi says. It's an oinus. Rashi, the Meforshim explained, does not say he's potter because he's a tov b'dvar mitzvah, because we learned before, according to Rabbi Yeshua, apparently Rashi says that this is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds tov b'dvar mitzvah, it's only potter if it's asa mitzvah. He at least had to do a mitzvah. Here, in fact, he didn't do any mitzvah. It was a pasul korban. Unknown to him, it was pasul. So that's why Rashi doesn't use that reason, but Rashi rather says that this is considered not a shaygig, it's considered an oinus. He shechted b'shus. He was not mechuyev to go find out, are the people who designated me the shecht, are they still alive? Are they still tor? And therefore, he's an oinus, and oinus, Rachmana Patre, he's not mechuyev in a korban chatas. Not mechuyev in a korban chatas.